frequent contributor he is as far as the Fox Business Channel. Does a great job there. And becoming a radio host lately as well. How about that? His name is Tom Keough. He'll be subbing for Mr. Shalero, the Midday Show, today at noon. Did so on Monday. And we welcome him, Mr. Keough. Always a pleasure. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mr. Oliver. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. Northport Village trustee as well. And by the way, have you gotten your fair share of bail reform within? I mean, come on. I mean, is this the flavor of the month right now? I mean, it's unbelievable.
There's so much crazy stuff going on in the county. My friend John Kennedy was on, who I think is a great, tough guy, and thank God we have him in there. He's a good counterbalance. But I mean, there's just so much crazy stuff going on in Albany and Washington, D.C. I mean, normally bail reform would be front and center on every newspaper and every media mogul's lips, and it's down so far down in the news cycle because the other stuff's even crazier. So I don't. This bail reform law. Look, we spoke about it on Monday. I had Senator Pete Boyle. I mean, Senator Boyle, come on, and he was great. He was wonderful. Had some community people come on and talk. It's a quality of life issue. It's not Republican or Democratic, black, white, rich, poor, educated, uneducated. It's a quality of life issue. Do you want people that have been arrested, and some of these crimes are pretty wild, vehicular manslaughter, sex acts with kids, you know, child pornography. I mean, and they're letting these people go. Do you want these people back in your community, maybe moving in next door or in your apartment building or in your housing complex? I don't think you do. I don't. And I think if you stopped 100 people in the street, they don't want it. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you go to. Go to the richest, the poorest, the craziest neighborhood. Nobody wants to see that. So I don't know where Jim Gorin and Martinez and Brooks, and they were three of the big sponsors, where they came off with this, but it just, I don't know. It defies I think anybody's logic. How about you?
You know, listen, we had the big four on this week, you know, Kaplan, Gorin, Brooks, Martinez.
Right.
You know, I was more appalled at Senator Gorin because at least the other three let's put it this way. If you don't want a full repeal, then give me a moratorium. You know, at least stop. You know, stop everything now. Put the brakes on. Put the stop signs up. Let's talk. Okay, but Jim, you know, he wants a little bit of an amendment thrown in. Nothing about disclosure and nothing about discovery, by the way, which to me are two massive components of a fix here. So we're not talking just a little bit of a tweak regarding what a judge can do and can't do and the list of charges that would be intensified for a judge to keep somebody behind bars. We're talking other things here. That's why you have to strip this down to the roots and start all over again. You have to. You can't listen to Assemblyman Carl Hasty, nothing but wasty. You can't listen to a guy like that when he says to me, you know, guess what? We're only 3 weeks in. Let's see. What are you looking to see, Carl?
Are you looking to see
more Jordan Randolphs? Take the street and kill another person because he has a history of drunken driving? Are we looking to see more Jordan Randolphs or more Tiffany Harris's or more Maria Campions or more Gerard Woodberries or more brick guys, 75 arrests, throwing bricks through windows and burglarizing businesses? Are we looking to see more examples on a daily basis? What are we looking at here?
Well, I think you, unfortunately for us, and again, this is a quality of life issue. I think you're going to start to see, and I hate to say it, but people defending themselves in a way that maybe they haven't defended themselves in a long time in some communities. And, you know, you're going to start to see protection rackets by gangsters. You're going to start to see people, you know, defending themselves with guns and other things. You know, in some of these neighborhoods, it's pretty tough already. Now you're letting these nuts back on the street. I don't get it. And look, I've known Jimmy Gorin since the mid-80s when he was a Huntington Town councilman on the Huntington Town board. I think he's a fairly reasonable man. I'm shocked that he's the lead advocate on this, and I don't understand why he's doing this. But it is what it is. But you know, the other thing that I wanted to chat with you about briefly is this coronavirus that's coming out of China. You know, the hospitals are filling up over there, and the Chinese don't want to talk about it, but I've traveled extensively into the smaller cities, and I've been all over China on business, and their sanitation methods are so far below ours, Jay, it's laughable, and yet they try and, you know, nitpick us on this in this China trade deal, the phytosanitary rules and regulations. You go out to, even in the major cities, I just posted something this morning on my Instagram page and on my Facebook page. It shows one of my son Matt, who was on one of my last trips to China with me. He's standing in Hong Kong. Now, Hong Kong's a big-time city. You and I have talked about it a lot, with a street butcher, where they're butchering the pigs in the street. The butcher's covered with blood in his apron and everything, and it's outdoors. This is how they live over there. And it's because of, you know, 18th, 17th century sanitation in a lot of cases that these viruses are spread. On one of my trips there, we were on a government trade show up in Dalian. Dalian is way up in the northern peninsula in what they call Manchu or the Manchurian area. It's right next to Korea. And after that, I flew to Shanghai. My partner stayed on with the government group, and they went to Guangzhou. With a G, Guangzhou's down south, almost in Hong Kong, and the woman was taking the trip. She said, "Oh, don't worry, we're going to go to the biggest food market in China, but we're going to make sure we don't take your partner and some of these guys where they see the live animals. They have live deer, live dogs. I mean, it's crazy stuff that these people eat, and then they wonder why some of these viruses are being transmitted to humans. So this is a bigger, and I don't believe any of the numbers that China's given us. 500 people is probably 5,000 people. You know, they're not going to give you the right, honest, accurate numbers. And this is what the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization are dealing with. It's a very serious situation. And again, it comes back to China's just got backward sanitation, and yet they try and hold us to the platinum standard. It's crazy.
We got to stay away from snake and bat meat. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Tom.
Tom, this reminds me a little bit of SARS. It really does. You know, I remember China, probably going back, I don't know, 16, 17, 18 years here, but I remember China actually built a hospital somewhere around Beijing in a week, you know, to treat that rapidly rising number of people suffering from SARS. I mean, everybody knows SARS, you know, with the masks and everything, you know, the acute respiratory syndrome. That killed a ton of people in Hong Kong, China, and all that. This thing is reminding me a little bit of that, you know?
And I just read something last night that there probably isn't going to be any sort of an antidote or a serum or anything to treat it for maybe a year. On one of my last trips to Japan, I flew from Moscow to Japan. It was talking about a long trip. But as you were walking down the runway, the gangway, it's like arriving at international arrivals at JFK, I looked out about 100 yards, and I could see something. I couldn't tell what it was. It was a nurse with a mask on. Now, this is 6-8 years ago. A nurse with a mask during the SARS virus. She had a mask on, and she had a little camera on a tripod. And as you got closer, it was a multi-language sign, because it was Tokyo, but it said, "We have checked your body temperature from a distance." I guess almost like a laser. And they said, and they were pulling people out that they felt had elevated body temperatures for further examination. Japan is as sanitary as the United States, but China definitely is not. So it's a serious situation. I pray our CDC, which is part of the FDA, gets a handle on this. But China will not give us the real numbers, which is the tragedy of the whole thing. And
Tom Keel, of course, is sitting in today, 12 noon, for Mr. Tom Shalero, the Midday Show. We'll get to that in a second. Just give me a quick dissertation on what you're witnessing here with the impeachment stuff. You know, I said yesterday, those on death row have now an added element to choose from, whether it be death by injection, death by electrocution, or death by listening to Adam Schiff. I got to tell you, I can't take it. I can't take much more of this. And I, every time I flip the thing on, it's Schiff or Nadler. I tell you, it's a rough watch. The ratings, by the way, are absolutely deplorable. Anybody who looks at the numbers here, nobody's watching this thing.
Who wants to watch that stuff for 10, 12 hours a day? I've got Pete King, Congressman Peter King, coming on. He'll be on the Tom Shalero, Your Island show that I'm guest filling in for Tom today. Pete, Congressman King will be on at 12:30, and that's what I'm going to ask him the same question you just asked me. And I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say. But I can only bring this back in my mind, Jay, to a breakfast that I attended in the summer where that Congressman Dan Crenshaw was there. It was a very small group, maybe 25 of us. Congressman Crenshaw is a veteran who's now been elected to Congress, has a patch over his right eye. Very bright guy. And he said, look, he said, this goes way beyond impeachment. It goes way beyond AOC. It goes way beyond Schiff and Nadler. This is a fight for the heart and soul of America. And what sort of government do you want to have? And I wish people would see that more clearly, because everyone cries that we don't like our government and we don't like our government, but boy, they keep wanting government to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And government cannot take care of you and me from the womb to the tomb. If you're going to abrogate your life cycle to government, then you have to be subjected to government. And Jay, I've lived a long time, as have you, and I've been a student of politics my whole life. I've never seen anything like this. It's the most disgusting display of free speech and democracy run amok. And I shame on Nancy Pelosi, who is the Speaker of the House. Shame on the Dems. The whole thing is just deplorable. I think the American people, regardless of their persuasion. Look, Hakeem Jeffries, some of the real hard, Maxine Waters, some of the real hard-bitten Dems, from the day that Trump got elected, even before he was sworn in, they were out to get him. You can go back. It's documented. There's news clips. It's been in the newspapers. They said we have to stop this guy. Schiff already said things are so, you know, Schiff said yesterday that the 2020 elections are already corrupted. This is crazy. Schiff said 2020 elections are already compromised. I'm sorry. So, I mean, these people just are out to get him. And look, I don't agree with Chuck Schumer and on everything, but I respect him. He's my United States senator, and I think he's a man of considerable intelligence. I'm kind of shocked that he's not more of a voice of reason in this. He's whining like he's at the Wailing Wall, like a bunch of, you know, a lot of them. So I can't wait for it to be over. It sickens me to you flip it on, but like you said, to watch it. And I just pray that Lady Liberty is still standing when this is all done, that we still have the country that we know and love, and that it stays free and we can move on.
Listen, please, Chuck Schumer has lost a lot off that fastball. He hasn't done anything. Listen, there's not a camera he doesn't love, a microphone he doesn't love. He's been out to the Long Island area many a time. The New York American Water disaster, he was out there. Nothing ever gets done with him. The Northport VA Medical Center and everything promised. I don't want to see Schumer there anymore. He doesn't mean anything to me. I go on and on here, okay? Even with the private letter ruling that the IRS will weigh in on in an official manner in the pointing of John Kennedy doing the right thing, Schumer made no sense regarding that thing. You know, I mean, Schumer doesn't do anything. He makes no sense. He is the whipping boy for Nancy Pelosi. That's it. You ever see the Kellogg's cornflakes commercial from way back where you had the two farmers, my country cornflakes, my country? That's Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, modern day version. That's what they're good for right now. Listen, my friend, I gotta go. We await your appearance at 12 noon, 12 to 2. Everybody listen to Tom. And
thank
he's got
you,
a good
Jay,
lineup.
And thank you as always. And again, I always extend my thanks and Thanksgiving to the owner of the station, John Caracciolo, Mr. JVC, for believing enough in me to afford me the opportunity to come on as a guest host. So I'm very thankful. And to you too, sir, for supporting me the way you have. So if any of your listeners can tune in today, 12:15 to 2, thank you, Jay. Have a great weekend.